When Shelley Archambault's phone rang with a call from Verizon's CEO, it marked another milestone in a journey that seemed almost impossible. Born in 1962 during the civil rights movement, her path from shy black girl in predominantly white schools to becoming one of Silicon Valley's few African-American female CEOs by age 40 wasn't about luck. It was strategic planning in action. Success, as Shelley discovered, begins with determining what you want and making deliberate choices to get there. Her story demonstrates how determination, careful planning, and resilience can overcome seemingly insurmountable barriers in both career and life. What makes Shelley's approach different is her rejection of the passive wait-your-turn mentality. Instead, she embraces an unapologetic ambition, not just dreaming about success, but methodically engineering it. Her journey offers a masterclass in how to create opportunities rather than waiting for them to appear, proving that with the right strategy, even the most formidable obstacles can become stepping stones. Shelley's parents instilled values of character, education, and self-determination in their children. Despite growing up in a loving home, she faced significant external challenges during the civil rights movement, including systemic racism and frequent relocations. Rather than viewing these as barriers, she transformed them into training grounds for developing professional strategies. Her father, a natural engineer without a college degree, advanced at IBM. Her college-educated mother managed their household efficiently, budgeting on a single income while saving for college. From them, Shelley learned to create her own luck through clear goals, detailed planning, skill development, positive attitude, and aligning daily choices with long-term objectives. Starting school in racially charged 1969 Los Angeles as the only black child in her class, Shelley endured racial slurs, bullying, and administrative bias. After passing the gifted program test, officials required everyone to retake it, after which she was the only student who failed. The situation worsened when two classmates physically attacked her while walking home, leaving her bleeding and traumatized. Instead of seeing challenges as roadblocks, Shelley transformed them into opportunities for building resilience. This perspective shift didn't minimize difficulties, but converted them into valuable experience. By focusing on what she could control rather than dwelling on unfairness, she began creating her own luck, a principle that guided her entire career. Early experiences planted seeds of imposter syndrome, the persistent feeling that you don't deserve your accomplishments. Especially common among women of color, this internal voice undermines confidence. Shelley combats it by recognizing many successful people share this experience, rejecting self-doubt, trusting those who recognize your worth, faking it when necessary, and working to believe in yourself despite societal expectations. We all need cheerleaders during difficult times. Though Shelley's family provided her first support system, two teachers became crucial mentors. Mrs. Lutzinger, her sewing teacher, offered private lessons after Shelley made a mistake and introduced her to horseback riding, giving her a new sense of possibility. Mrs. Mizrahi, her math teacher, recognized Shelley's competitive nature and let her help others when finishing first, boosting her confidence at a crucial time. These experiences taught Shelley to actively seek supportive relationships throughout life, in friendships, partnerships, mentorships, and professional networks. None of us is strong enough to face life's challenges alone, especially against systemic barriers and self-doubt. Despite rhetoric about having it all or following your dreams, realistic discussions about achievement are rare. Many approach life without strategy, like pilots without flight plans, then wonder why they're stuck in the same traffic jam as everyone else. With her CEO ambition established in high school, Shelley developed a strategy beginning with college selection. She researched CEOs and targeted Wharton for its top-ranked business program, applying early decision to potentially avoid an MBA later. After acceptance, she secured a summer job at IBM through her father, where her manager encouraged executive interactions. By cold calling from the company directory, Shelley gained career insights while excelling at her secretarial duties. This experience taught her two principles: excel at your current job, and learn from those who've achieved your goals. Dreams without strategy remain dreams. Success requires preparing for opportunities before they appear, making your own luck through strategic choices and discipline. Your reputation is the most valuable currency in your professional life. While education initially opens doors, your workplace reputation eventually outweighs academic credentials. People form impressions of you constantly, even when you think no one is watching. Shelley discovered this during her senior year at Wharton when a classmate expressed excitement to work with her. "You've got it figured out, already having a job, walking around like a professional in your suit." She hadn't realized the impression she was making, still seeing herself as just scrambling to keep up. Throughout college, Shelley strategically planned her future, from buying professional clothes to volunteering on catering crews for leftover food. By junior year, she balanced working at IBM 3 days weekly, taking a full course load, participating in social organizations, and saving for her wedding. When asked about her success, Shelley's answer is straightforward. She found the current and jumped in. To rise in any institution, you must understand how power flows through it, which paths lead to leadership positions, and which lead to dead ends. When targeting IBM's CEO position, she identified sales as the tributary most likely to flow to the C-suite. The key skill is spotting the strongest current in organizations, industries, or the broader economy, and positioning yourself to let it propel you forward. Throughout her career, Shelley learned to broadcast her intentions widely, making them part of her identity and increasing her opportunities. Shelley rejects work/life balance in favor of work/life integration, wearing all her hats simultaneously as CEO, mom, wife, friend, and mentor. Integration empowers creativity rather than imposing limitations. She combined activities, exercising with friends, networking during lunch, cooking with neighbors, doing her nails during commutes, and reading news at the gym. Rather than viewing changes as sacrifices, which imply victimhood, she makes choices she fully owns. When hiring a nanny, they chose a smaller house and older cars to make it financially possible. While commuting between Dallas and California, her daughter gave her a touching Mother's Day gift, a journal where they could take turns writing thoughts each week, helping them stay connected despite distance. The ultimate measure of success isn't titles or wealth, but living without regret. When Shelley's husband was diagnosed with incurable cancer in 2010, they immediately prioritized living for the now, instead of waiting for some right time. This allowed her to continue her career while making space for what truly mattered. Your life is yours to design. You're empowered to make your own decisions about what brings happiness and to budget your finite time and money accordingly. Custom design your life plan and pursue it unapologetically, without waiting for permission.